WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A major indicator of success at Texas A&M by state officials has improved a little. This week's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate included a review of the recently completed study of the university's four-year graduation rate. Associate Professor Julie Harlan, who chaired the committee, says A&M ranks second in the state.
Right now we're sitting at about 56%, and that's first-time, full-time freshmen. Looking at them 4 years later, are they graduating? So that's not great. Our goal would be to get into the low 60% would be good.
Dr. Harlan called on all faculty members to be advocates for finding creative solutions to allow students to complete degrees as soon as possible.
One of the things we talked to the provost about, I advise a lot of undergraduates, and when they come from different degree programs, we have choices on whether or not to accept credits for core curriculum. Maybe it meets core, but we have a specific course required. And her response was, we would never want to degrade the degree by just blatant substituting a bunch of stuff. But if it makes sense to do things, then we need to have the freedom to be able to do that.
She added 86% graduate within 6 years. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. The latest report from the Texas A&M Real Estate Center at the Mays Business School notes a pair of projects in College Station. One is the start of construction of another student housing complex in Northgate. Cherry Street Apartments is slated to open next summer. The 200-bed unit with a parking garage is located at 2nd and Cherry. Meantime, construction is finishing on a new hotel behind Red Lobster on Lincoln, right before University. It's the first of 9 Aloft brand hotels to open in Texas over the next 3 years. Aloft's website says the College Station location opens September 10th, and reservations are being accepted starting October 1st. The Real Estate Center says the hotel has 102 rooms and 1,500 square feet of meeting space. Bluebell Ice Cream now has outside financial assistance. Officials announced yesterday that Sid Bass of Fort Worth is an investor and a partner. The amount of the investment and Bass's portion of ownership were not disclosed. The Bass family business is in energy, and Sid Bass's interests have included the Walt Disney Company. Meantime, there's no change in the status of when Bluebell plants will start test runs in Brenham and suburban Tulsa. Last week, Bluebell notified Alabama health officials it will start test runs at its plant southeast of Birmingham before the end of the month. A Bluebell spokeswoman said yesterday the specific date has not been set. For the second straight year, Aggieland's only hit music radio station has received national recognition. Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has been nominated for the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award in the small market radio category. We'll find out how we do at the awards dinner October 1st in Atlanta. A Texas A&M student said yes to a marriage proposal carved in a farm field. 21-year-old Kobe Silva of Sinton told the Corpus Christi Caller-Times she was in shock when she saw the proposal. Her fiancé, 22-year-old Rustin Smith of Beeville, arranged to use a plane belonging to his boss, who is a rancher who agreed to mow a pasture with the message, "Marry me." Smith said he decided to do something special for his girlfriend of 6 years. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them for yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or check them out at actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is located over Alabama this morning. It extends westward into Texas. That's why we'll have sunshine today. We'll see a few clouds here and there, but that's about it. It's a hot 195. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. We're sunny and hot again tomorrow. Temperatures back up around 95. Clear to partly cloudy with low of 75 tomorrow night. And the heat continues unabated into Friday. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll jump into sports with day two of SEC Media Day and an interesting turn of events about what's going into the replay booth. We also heard from Kevin Sumlin yesterday, as well as Julian Obioha and a couple of other players for A&M. Kyler Murray has been honored as the National Prep Athlete of the Year, and the Major League Baseball All-Star Game was last night. All that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
So a mugger was beaten by a man he attempted to rob.
Should not have done that.
Right back on you. Happened in China, which is the new Florida.
Sure.
But the mugging victim has been slapped with 2 months in criminal detention and a lawsuit when the mugger failed to rob his victim of a cell phone. The victim and his buddies chased him down, punched him, and kicked him. The mugger then filed a report with police the next day. So one of the guys had to spend 2 months in jail. Wow. I guess they do it backwards over there sometimes, too.
It's getting increasingly muggy over there.
Oh, very nice.
Whoa.
Yes, and I have an app for that today.
Oh, what, mugginess?
Yes, yes. We're going to get to the point where we'll know exactly when we're supposed to get out of our bubble of air conditioning.
Yeah, pretty much when there's condensation on your screen, that's when you go.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
But you think about the stuff that's floating around up in the air in China, and it's a little bit different, so I'm just saying.
When you come out of your bubble of air conditioning in November.
Yes, fortunately, we will have an app for that, though. Letting you know. Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 6:13. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Wednesday. It's the Ides of July, which they don't talk about a lot.
No.
It's
not nearly as popular.
St. Swithin's Day. I don't know what that means.
Okay. I like his ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. It's a Gummy Worm Day.
Hey, I like gummy worms. Mm.
Tapioca Day.
Love tapioca.
Tapioca is good stuff. And it's Be a Dork Day.
Qualified.
And again, as a dork, we have some really exciting news today beyond the fly by Pluto thing.
No, that's nerd. There's a difference between a nerd and a dork.
Oh. Well, what would that be?
I'll have to look it up specifically, but there's a difference.
All right. Well, we'll put Patrick on that while you do birthdays.
Okay.
How's that? We'll multitask here on the radio show.
Taylor Kitty is 34 from Chicago Fire. Travis Fimmel is...
Wait a minute. That's Lady Gaga's...
Feller.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. There. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I didn't know if you knew who either of them were.
No,
so I was just
Chicago
trying to...
Fire. No, I know Chicago Fire. I know him. Yeah, yeah.
Travis Fimmel is 36 from the TV show Vikings. Lana Perla is 38 from Once Upon a Time. Diana Kruger is 39 from National Treasure, and she's also in the FX series The Bridge. Gabriel Iglesias is 39. He is a comedian. Brian Austin Green is 42. Eddie Griffin, who is either really funny or really not, is 47. Adam Savage from Mythbusters, he's the one without the mustache, is 48. Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son, who fills in for his deceased father when Led Zeppelin plays, is 49. Brigitte Nielsen is 52. Forrest Whitaker is 54. Kim Alexis, supermodel, 55. Willie Ames from Eight is Enough and Charles in Charge is 55, and I have more. Joe Satriani is 59. Marky Ramone from The is either 59 or 63, depending on what you look at. Terry O'Quinn is 63 from The Lost. Jesse Ventura, 64. And Arianna Huffington, 65. Linda Ronstadt, 69. Jan Michael Vincent, 71.
Good Lord.
The Sultan of Brunei, 69.
He's rich.
Very. And
Clive Cussler.
I don't have that one.
Writer dude, 84.
That's all I got. Finally, okay. I ran out.
Ken Kercheval, that's so neat. He was on, remember, he used to be on Dallas.
I was going
to
say, wasn't he on Dallas?
The original, yeah. St. Swithin's Day is the 15th of July, a day on which people watch the weather. For tradition says that whatever the weather is like on St. Swithin's Day will continue for the next 40 days.
No!
Yeah. St. Swithin's Day, if thou dost reign, for 40 days it will remain. St. Swithin's Day, if thou be fair, the 40 days 'twill reign nay mare, which is like no more. Yeah, and we're going to be doing like 100 today, huh? So, there. Okay, did we find the difference between a dork and a nerd?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Did you look it up? You just didn't care.
Actually, no. I was looking up Swithin, then you did that.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, from 2000. Oh man, that's a lot of words.
Okay, never mind. Okay,
we'll report back later. let me study what's going on here. And I'll tell you later.
Yeah, it probably doesn't matter.
Now, see, you know what? When you hear it though, that was nerdy. That wasn't dorky.
You know what? They do. They have little sub descriptions. All right, nerd. Okay. Nerd, intelligent, industrious, understands things.
Okay.
I can sort of see that.
All right.
Geek, interested in things that others are not interested in, know a lot about their interests, but usually do not understand the underlying principles.
And cool. They're like a show off kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Dork, foolish, stupid, clumsy.
Okay. So you're going for that? You're going to go for that, Kevin?
I think that's pretty accurate. You,
really? Okay.
Oh, I can be quite the klutz.
Okay. All right. Well, we all can at some point. Okay.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hallmark nice. Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Examiner reported this week that some 276 sanctuary cities released, get this, over 8,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records, quote, despite federal requests that they be turned over to ICE for deportation. Even worse, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, these 8,000 criminals were all released in the span of just 8 months. The organization also reported that many of those illegals have been rearrested after their release and charged with, get this, nearly 7,500 new charges, including child sex abuse. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign had the audacity to double down on her support for sanctuary cities last week, saying Hillary has supported them for years and believes that sanctuary cities can help further public safety. That should come back to haunt her, if there's any sense left in the world.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Honda has reached a settlement to resolve allegations that the company discriminated against minority car buyers by marking up interest rates on loans, a practice industry experts describe as common because of discretion given to individual dealerships. Lazy Boy, whose name is synonymous with recliners, no longer wants to be known for clunky chairs dads use to watch football. Today's Wall Street Journal says the company is trying to remake its image as a maker of fashionable furniture, only some of which reclines. Lazy Boy has been adding more retail floor space to its Urban Attitudes line, featuring sleeker furniture. CSX's quarterly profit rose 4.5% during its latest quarter, though falling coal volumes weighed on the quarter's revenue. The Florida-based railroad company beat its own expectations for earnings. earnings, helping send shares up 3.5% after hours. Crude oil down 38 cents this morning at $52.66 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating modest gains at the open. That's your money now.
With CUDA Sign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CUDA Sign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CUDA Sign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CUDA Sign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CUDA Sign now for just $1 per month. Go to CUDASign.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. There's a 48-year-old guy in the UK with anthro-grade amnesia.
I guess I've already told you about my condition.
Oh, well, only every time I see you.
Which means he can only store memories for about 90 minutes. He's had it for 10 years. So basically, it's like Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates.
What is going on?
About a year ago, Lucy was in a terrible car accident. She lost her short-term memory.
Poof. Or that guy from Memento, which was a movie back in 2000.
It's my memory.
Amnesia.
No. It's different from that. I have no short-term memory. I know who I am. I know all about myself. Since my injury, I can't make new memories. Everything fades.
This one makes it a little weirder. One of his doctors published a paper on him recently saying the amnesia started after a dentist visit in 2005. So ever since, he has woken up for 3,600 days in a row thinking he had to go to the doctor for a root canal. Imagine that. His wife and two kids have to explain the whole amnesia thing to him every morning. She makes him keep a diary that he reads through every day.
What's the last thing that you do remember?
My wife.
He remembers most of his life before the root canal, and for some reason, he remembers that his dad passed away a few years ago, which happened after the amnesia started. Doctors have no idea why he stopped making memories, because he didn't suffer a head injury, doesn't show any signs of brain damage, and doesn't have any psychological issues.
I've told you this before, haven't I?
That's my commentary brought to you by the gang at Gun Corps on Texas Avenue in College Station, just across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Planet Fitness. They've got a little something for everybody. If you've got an avid shooter in your life, they've got you covered. Somebody that's into the tac and survival stuff, they've got stuff for that too. Of course, they've got all kinds of weapons and ammunition. Veteran owned and operated, and they do have a discount for military and police and sheriff's departments. To see more of what they've got, go to gun-corps.com, and that's core, C-O-R-P-S. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today, 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Good morning at 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. More of the same, more of the same, more of the same. That's it. No mention of rain in the forecast. High temperature will be 95 or so. Low temperatures now will be climbing above the mid-70s probably. So it's about the most enjoyable time of the day. Right now the winds are out of the south, and we'll continue that at least through Monday. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5. 97% relative humidity, fair skies. We're looking at 74 degrees.
In life and in work, it's the little things that matter. And there are great examples in the parking lot at Disneyland and Disney World. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
Let's say you go into a restaurant and the food is good, but the bathroom's kind of gross. Will you remember the food and forget the bathroom?
The way human memory works, you're going to forget about the croissant and you're going to remember the bathroom and you're going to tell 10 friends. The truth of the matter is we remember the little stuff.
Tom Peters, who authored the landmark book In Search of Excellence, is also the author of the book The Little Big Things.
Walt Disney at Disney World and Disneyland have focused like the Dickens on the parking lots and the parking lot attendants, because the real hard research says we remember beginnings and we remember ends. It's not the theme ride at the beginning or the end, it's the kid in the parking lot. And if he's well-trained and if he smiles and he's polite, it makes an incredible difference.
Tom says we've somehow forgotten how important the little things are.
And in this age of the internet, you know, we go around breathlessly saying everything has changed, nothing is the same as it ever was. And the little courtesies, the listening, apologizing when you're wrong, saying thank you, and having clean bathrooms, and that is the differentiator.
When you're dealing with people, Tom Peters believes the little things will always matter.
Anybody who doesn't think that thoughtfulness, kindness make a huge difference to their customers, I pity those people.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas A&M Mays Business School Real Estate Center reports construction is wrapping up on a College Station hotel while work is starting on another student housing complex in Northgate. College Station is the first of 9 Aloft brand hotels to be completed in Texas during the next 3 years. Located on Lincoln, just off University behind Red Lobster, there are 102 rooms and 1,500 square feet of meeting space. According to Aloft's website, they'll be open September 10th, and their first night for taking reservations is October 1st. In Northgate, construction has started on the 200-bed Cherry Street Apartments at 2nd and Cherry. Completion is expected next summer on the complex, which will include an outdoor theater and a parking garage. Ownership of Bluebell Ice Cream now extends beyond the Cruzy family and employee stockholders. Fort Worth billionaire Sid Bass has become a partner after investing an undisclosed amount of money in the company. Blue Bell President Paul Cruzy issued a statement that Bass's significant investment will ensure the successful return of their ice cream to the market and their loyal customers. The information about Blue Bell's ownership comes from sources outside the company because officials will not disclose those details. Last week, Blue Bell notified Alabama health officials it will start test runs at its plant southeast of Birmingham before the end of the month. A Blue Bell spokeswoman said yesterday the specific date has not been set and work continues in Brenham and suburban Tulsa to complete renovations following the discovery of listeria bacteria at those locations. Meantime, the Justice Department is not commenting whether Blue Bell could be in trouble after announcing food companies that inadvertently poison their customers might face criminal charges.
The Justice Department has fired a warning shot, and they say food manufacturers that poison people could face civil and criminal charges. Houston attorney Ron Simon specializes in food poisoning cases. He says Blue Bell knew about listeria contamination in their plants for years, and every time they had a positive test, they cleaned it up and didn't tell anyone.
They repeated that process 17 different times, and they never fixed it. A bunch of people got sick, and 3 people died. That's inexcusable.
Are they going to do that again?
They better not. People will go to jail.
He says pathogens in food can rarely be seen, smelled, or tasted, and management at these companies need to understand that if the product isn't safe, they will be held accountable. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas A&M has the second highest graduation rate within 4 years among state universities, but it's not high enough. A&M's Faculty Senate recently completed a review which was discussed at this week's meeting. Vice Provost Michael Benedict responded to concerns that students who are working and or doing internships will need more than 4 years.
If we were saying 100% of the students need to graduate in 4 years, I think we would all, including the provost, be opposed to that, because there are a lot of students who can't do it for all sorts of reasons.
Dr. Benedict says the rate could go up a couple of percent by adjusting curriculum requirements for some students.
Like, they couldn't get into a class that's required for graduation. It was all full. No one could get them in. They have to wait another semester just to take the class. Or they're transferring from one curriculum to another, and their new department chose, you took this set of math courses. We really kind of want you to take this set of math courses. Do them over again.
The Faculty Senate was told 56% of first-time and full-time freshmen graduated in 4 years. The goal is to raise the percentage into the low 60s. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the study and comments from the Faculty Senate meeting. Members of the Texas Nationalist Movement are touring the state asking people to sign a petition that would put Texas secession on the 2016 ballot. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says after the Civil War, the Supreme Court ruled secession was not an option.
That the Union is permanent, and so the idea of secession one hears occasionally, but it has no legal or constitutional meaning.
Gilson believes many involved dislike President Obama and are keeping a watchful eye on the Jade Helm 15 exercises taking place here. According to Nationalist Movements, here being Texas, according to the Nationalist Movements website, they have scheduled a stop in Bryan College Station in 2 weeks, but have not announced a location. Southwest of Fort Worth in Granbury, more than 60 people told the Hood County Commissioners Court meeting yesterday that they were keeping two books with gay themes in the children's section of the county library.
I have gone to YouTube videos and seen the author of this book talk about her book. This woman freely admits that she wants to program young kids with the LGBT agenda.
Libraries are not places of one idea or one way of thinking, but places of lots of ideas, of discussion, and of debate.
In the end, commissioners voted the books will stay in the library and stay in the children's section. State officials are reacting to a fatal deer disease that's threatening a $2 billion hunting industry.
We just have one positive in a breeder facility as we implemented an immediate moratorium on the movement of breeder deer.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Obviously, Director Clayton Wolf says chronic wasting disease is eventually fatal as it makes microscopic changes to the brain. Dr. Andy Schwartz of the Texas Animal Health Commission says they're focused on one breeder in Medina County.
That two-year-old buck that was diagnosed was born on the place, so that tells us it got infected on the property.
If not contained, there's a fear it might spread throughout the deer community.
White-tailed deer, black-tailed deer, elk, mule deer, and red deer as well.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has received another national honor. For the second consecutive year, Candy was named a finalist for the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Candy 95 is one of five stations vying for Small Market Radio Station of the Year. Winners will be announced October 1st at the Marconi Radio Awards Dinner and Show in Atlanta. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7. or online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620. WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. There'll be a few clouds across the area. It's going to be hot. Temperatures will be near 95 this afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy. Lows close to 75. Sunshine returns tomorrow. The heat stays with us. We're not going to get rid of the heat for a while. Temperatures near 95. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75. Occasional sunshine for Friday, high of 95. All quiet in the tropics, nothing going on across the Atlantic Basin. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620.
Aggies also making the trip and taking questions. Mike Matthews.
Hello? Hello?
And that's your Aggies.
Okay, we'll do that in a minute.
Fine.
All right, so we're going to talk with Bill Flores at 7:15 today, a little bit earlier than usual. And so that'll change things around a little bit, but anyhow. So that'll happen at 7:15. The president will hold a news conference today to talk about the deal that was reached with Iran. My thought is that Congressman Flores may have a different view than the president. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think.
He says that he told the reporters before he leaves Washington for a scheduled trip to Oklahoma. Why is the president coming to Oklahoma? Do we know?
Which may be more conservative than Texas now, judging by the way they voted lately.
In a morning statement from the White House yesterday, Vice President Joe Biden at his side, he insisted that Iran's deal is, quote, not built on trust, but built on verification.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because we know we can't trust them, so we sure better not build it on that. Verification, huh? And so the first time they don't let us go where they promised they'd let us go when we want to, how's that going to work out for
us? Oh, he's going to draw a line in the sand. That worked really well.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And then he'll pop up a red flag and put that in the sand.
Yep.
How's that? I will veto any legislation that prevents the successful implementation of this deal, he said.
Of course he will.
Yeah, no deal means a greater chance of more war in the Middle East.
Because our elected officials have hamstrung themselves yet again by going, no, you do whatever you want. We're
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
We don't need any power over here. We're not the balance or anything.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, obviously all of the Republican presidential candidates are going to line up against this thing. I mean, we know that. And so they all ran out there and got their quotes out. But what's kind of interesting is Bob Menendez, who, by the way, has been on the president's list, shall we say, for a while.
yeah.
Remember, he had, you know, he had some private life issues that they were investigating and said he was going to be indicted and all that, and it never happened. But Menendez, again, a Democrat and a Democrat from New Jersey and a senior member of the Foreign Relations Committee, said, I'm concerned the red lines we drew have turned into green lights, that Iran will be required only to limit rather than eliminate its nuclear program.
Well, we're giving them stuff for it.
Uh-huh. The bottom line is the deal doesn't end Iran's nuclear program. It preserves it. Again, that's a Democrat saying that. And Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, who's the chairman of that, says, I begin from a place of deep skepticism. So I'd say the Democrats hitting a little bit harder than the Republicans are. But
well, Corker's half Democrat anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, but Hillary was in D.C. yesterday, and she says it's fine. The president let her know ahead of time. She's in favor of that. However, a kind of a bizarre scene
did
happened.
Did he email
yesterday.
Her?
Yeah. A bizarre scene happened yesterday when Clinton went to Capitol Hill to chat with friendly Democrats, only to be upstaged by Bernie Sanders. He hijacked a set of microphones. that are usually reserved for the Senate leaders after leaving the private get-together with Ms. Clinton. And he told reporters, Secretary Clinton and I disagree on a number of issues. He said policies like the North American Free Trade Act, that's NAFTA, signed by former President Bill Clinton, have been disastrous for American workers. So took the microphone that wasn't meant for him, and I guess the cameras were still set up, and he got cranked.
You know what's disastrous for American workers? Non-American workers.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. That's no matter where they are.
It's really funny that that people talk about are accepting of a porous border, but then talk about workers' rights.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You cannot logically hold those positions both.
He said porous, not poorest. Okay.
Well, one and the same.
Oh, goodness,
oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Am I going to offend Canada that way?
President Obama, President Obama called for major reforms to the country's criminal justice system yesterday during an address at the NAACP's annual convention in Philadelphia. He said in part, quote, this is the president of our country, okay? Quote, in so many cases, the punishment simply does not fit the crime. Mass incarceration makes our country worse off, and we need to do something about it. We've got to invest in opportunity more than ever. Okay, I tell you what. Why don't you get those people, whoever they happen to be, and no matter what color they are, no matter where they live, to stay in school? Because you know what? If they stay in school and they're working at a job, they're probably not going to be committing crimes.
I'm with the president. If it's a nonviolent crime, let them out.
And do what with them?
It doesn't matter. If it's a nonviolent crime, they shouldn't have been incarcerated in the first place,
in my opinion.
If I can just
throw a little logic in here.
All right.
What have crime rates been in every major city except for the last couple months?
Uh-huh.
What have they been doing?
Oh, they're going up.
Oh, and those are violent crimes. Put those people in jail.
In the last couple months, those have been going up. But as a whole, crime and violence has been down all over the country.
That's
yes.
True. It yes. has.
How
That's
many
true.
People more are in jail then? It's working.
Yes.
It is a deterrent.
Yeah. When you take the people who are committing crimes off the street, crime goes down.
Yes.
Oh. And the recidivism rate?
Oh, well, now look.
I mean, there's your SAT word
well,
for the day.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the deal, though. That's good. See, if you take a burglar or a felon like that and you put them in prison and they learn how to write, then they become forgers when they get out, right?
Don't!
Yeah.
And if you take a three strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
Rule,
Go ahead. No, it's
no,
fine.
No, no.
It's fine.
Rand Paul was just quoted as saying, oh, I didn't have it.
Yay!
Okay.
Because that's where Rand Paul stands. We incarcerate a lot of people for a lot of things. The number of felonies you commit on a daily basis is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
No, pretty much everyone in our audience has committed a felony at some point in their life.
Cool. That is so awesome. All right. Okay.
All right.
And no, okay. But what... So you're saying, though, that the streets are safer if you take those non-violent offenders
okay.
and bring them out onto the street?
Well, no. Okay. Let me ask you this. Are the streets safer if you lock up nonviolent offenders in the first place?
Yeah,
They're by definition not violent. So you're not making anything safer.
Do you make any exception then for drugs?
No. Because I think the war on drugs is stupid.
Well, it is.
Well,
okay.
we've lost that war.
Oh, I know. Give up.
Okay.
Nothing more to say from me.
Okay. No, that's cool. The thing is, though, society is going to support those people one way or another. We're going to pay for it one way or another, right?
Okay.
Whether they're on the streets or whether they're behind bars.
Yeah, that's assuming they weren't supporting themselves to begin with.
Yeah, that's the reason they turned to crime, my thought. It's a circular argument.
Well, turning to crime, I mean, doing something that is criminal and turning to crime are two different things. I wouldn't...
Look, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear it. No, because...
Let's just talk about marijuana.
All right.
I think that's what a lot of this could center around or does center around. If we're talking about an ounce of marijuana,
uh-huh.
that's not someone who has turned to crime. That is someone who has chosen to partake in an illegal activity.
That's true.
I wouldn't call them part of this seedy underbelly of the inner city.
Okay. Which is, again...
It's a gateway crime.
Well, see, and remember we had the story about that earlier this week. That once you turn 21, you give up marijuana and move on to alcohol. I mean, that's basically what they were saying.
Unless you live in Colorado.
Yeah, where it's, you know, still
well, and
fine.
That's a good, and that's what I'm hoping to see. Is it's really interesting that Washington and Colorado get to sort of experiment with what happens when we decriminalize this.
Which, by the way, is why we have states. They were incubators.
That's right.
I understand. That's where I'd prefer to see it.
And Hickenlooper, right, who's the governor, I think that's what he said, is that, you know, we're an incubator. This is where we try it. And he welcomed it and embraced it. Okay, finally, last 2 days, the governor has been up in New York, you know, touting spend your money, bring your company to Texas. And yesterday, I think he rang the bell at one of the stock exchanges or something. Well, apparently, requests for information about how the trip is paid for.
Nope.
They're not talking about
that.
This is a former AG, okay? This is a person who believes that transparency is what it's all about. But, dadgummit.
Oy vey.
They just haven't quite gotten that information out and apparently don't plan to. If Texas One is footing the bill for the trip, there's no guarantee that taxpayer dollars are not being used. The agency runs off of donations from members, including corporations and civic organizations. Some of those groups are partnered with local governments and get all or some of their money from tax revenue. For example, the Frisco Economic Development Corporation is paying $10,000 in the 2014-2015 fiscal year to be a member of Texas One, according to Dave Quinn, who's the president of the corporation. So we don't know exactly who's paying for the trip. And that's problematic, I guess. What it does is it means he's just like everybody else, okay? He's like a Democrat, just like whatever. You know, yeah, I'm going to be transparent till I don't want to be. 647.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, type 2 diabetes, is it reversible?
Absolutely.
You've got an educational seminar coming up. Would you tell us kind of an overview of that?
Well, at the seminar, the people that attend are going to learn what causes type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reverse it. Now, there's no doctor on the planet that can cure you from that, or they'd have done that already. But you can take the action steps necessary in order to reverse that.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
It's absolutely free.
You can't beat a price like that. They need to register ahead of time?
Sure do. You need to reserve your spot by calling 268-1162.
Tell me, what do you think that the listeners need to know right now as far as what will happen during the seminar?
They need to know that the path that they're on right now, the medical path where they take medication after medication, is only going to get worse, and that many of the medications that they're taking actually make the problem worse.
So, if they'd like some more information about the seminar, what do they do?
They call 268-1162 and make a reservation. Hold their spot for the seminar.
This seminar will be held July 16th. For more information, call 979-268-1162.
School called. Your child's sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Pediatrics at South College Station gets you in the same day. Our caring pediatricians are board certified, close to home, and backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4480. St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you have several shade trees, odds are that it's difficult to establish flower beds in your landscape. If you have pets or wild beasts that prowl randomly through your gardens, they can inflict a lot of damage to the plants that are growing in ground level beds. Sometimes you want to try plants that need some type of odd potting soil. Well, those are reasons that you might want to listen to what I have right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. I gave you a few reasons that you might want to turn to container color for shaded parts of your gardens. Potted plants can solve each of the three problems that I mentioned, and as an added reward, they can do so year after year. That's because each of the variegated plants I want to discuss with you can easily be brought into the house over the winter. In the spirit of full disclosure, these plants are all currently growing in the Sperry home landscape, so as you listen to what I have to tell you, you need to know that I've put all of these plants to work at my place. They're my first-hand observations. Variegated bougainvillea, the variety called raspberry ice. We think of bougainvilleas for their brilliantly colored floral bracts, and that's well in keeping. The variegated types do bloom, albeit sporadically. However, I grow my plant for its brightly colored foliage. It's adorned the very same shady spot in our entryway for the past 18 or 20 summers. I repotted it a few years ago for the second time. It gets a little morning sun, but if the sun hits it after 9 or 9:30, it would burn the highly variegated leaves. Variegated peperomias, and I have several. I seem to collect them. I like peperomias a lot. Any plant that you put on a pedestal rises to hero status by having done so. Now, variegated peperomias display wonderfully in such a setting. However, they're also beautiful in low pots along walkways and on patio furniture. You can root stem tips to create new plants, and there are several outstanding varieties of both green and variegated types. Many plants know airplane plant also as spider plant because it produces multitudes of offsets that billow down from hanging pots and baskets. You'll find it in almost every nursery or garden center. It will give you instant color wherever you use it. You can allow the offsets to root into pots and you'll have ample new plants. Provide full shade for this plant. I have a variegated peace lily or spathiphyllum, one called Domino. Unlike the other plants that I've mentioned, this one produces flowers and they're born abundantly during the summer. True to the topic, the leaves are variegated green and various shades of light green and white. The floral jack-in-the-pulpit bracts hold for several weeks and they are very pretty. Then I also have several different kinds of crotons. I like crotons a great deal, and I hope that you'll give them a try. They need bright light, but maybe not direct sunlight. Variegated pineapples and other bromeliads are beautiful in the shade. There are lots of choices for you, and those are some of the uncommon ones. I'm Neil Sperry. Marvelous mallows in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
So that's your Groundhog Day, Neil Sperry. You're going, didn't he talk about that yesterday? And he did. All I had to see, it's just one keystroke. Make one little keystroke and you get to hear him all over again. So anyway, so I apologize. And if you're going, I thought I heard him say that yesterday. You did. So the best thing to do is call attention to it. All right, let's do sports.
But here's something brand new for you. Okay, it's your sports. Yeah. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Day two of the SEC Media Day took place in Hoover, Alabama earlier yesterday and kicked things off with the annual address from the SEC Coordinator of Football Officials, Steve Shaw, who says the league will begin placing trainers in the replay booth to help monitor possible head and neck injuries.
If they see symptoms of a concussion, they're going to let the process work. So the player should self-identify and go out of the game. Second, the medical staff and coaches on the sideline will evaluate it, and they should put him out of the game. Our officials should see it. So kind of as a backup, if they see this person demonstrating these symptoms, then they will actually, and the snap becomes imminent, they'll, through the replay, they'll stop the game. They'll call down to replay or through replay to the officials and say, hey, we need to get number 12 out of the game for the offense.
Shaw also added that the observers will be used at all SEC and league games. And as far as folks on the field, well, Texas A&M took the podium yesterday, and Coach Kevin Sumlin said the fans are expecting big things from the Aggies this season. And he's perfectly okay with that.
We're looking forward to this season. I think, there's been a lot of change in our program. I think the expectation levels are high. I think that's a good thing. 3 years ago, if the majority of people, if you had said you'd have won 28 games over the last 3 years in the SEC, a lot of people would have not said that was possible or said there's no way that'll happen. I think we've established ourselves as a team that has high expectations internally, and those expectations have also branched out. So we're looking forward this season.
You heard Coach mention some big changes in Aggieland. Well, arguably the biggest would be the hiring of new defensive coordinator John Chavis. Senior defensive end Julian Obioha asked about the impact of Chief and what it's had on the defense so far.
I think the immediate difference is probably just an attacking personality, you know. First day he walked in, he said, you do all these workouts, you do all this 7-on-7 in the summer to win a championship. No school in the SEC West should be afraid to say that they're doing all this work to win a championship.
Also making the trip were offensive linemen Mike Matthews and Jermaine Effetti. Other folks taking the stage yesterday was South Carolina's head coach Steve Spurrier, Mississippi State head man Dan Mullen, and Tennessee's head coach Butch Jones, along with selected players from each of those schools. We'll keep it with Aggie football for just a minute as Kyler Murray has been honored as the National Prep Athlete of the Year. Murray led Allen High School to a perfect 16-0 record. Murray stayed undefeated through his entire high school career and led the team to a Class 6A Division I state championship last fall. Murray will be playing his football at Kyle Field. And last night, four pitches into the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
That's into right field. Pretty well hit. Back at the wall and gone. A home run for Mike Trout. And in this ballpark where the baseball flies, Trout all smiles. AL leads 1-0.
Mike Trout hammered one deep to lead the American League to a 6-3 win over the National League in the All-Star Game in Cincinnati. Trout went deep off of NL starter Zach Greinke, and in four straight All-Star games now, Trout has hit for the cycle. If he makes it to next year's All-Star game and gets a walk, he will have done everything you can do at the plate except get hit by a pitch. He was also named as the repeat MVP. Major League Baseball is looking into shortening their games even further, and they like the idea of using a pitch clock much like they do in college baseball. The Players Association thinks it's a horrible idea. Average game time this season has dropped by 9 minutes over the first half of last season since the MLB adopted rules requiring hitters to keep at least 1 foot in the batter's box at all times, and they put up clocks timing between inning breaks. From the legal blotter, a U.S. magistrate has ruled the NCAA must pay more than $46 million in bills stemming from Ed O'Banion's case last year. Judge Nathan Cousins wrote a 28-page ruling that the organization was responsible for slightly more than $44.2 million in fees for O'Banion's lawyers and another $1.5 million in costs. O'Banion's side had asked for $50.8 million. And in the Tour de France, Chris Froome is wearing the